That was Morphine with Take Me With You off of the Night. And quickly to solve Singer Mark Sandman's problem. You're dead, and that's not good. Don't make a pact with Satan to return to Earth, because that never works out well.
No.
What I would suggest you do is leave an absolutely wonderful album for generations of people to treasure.
It's you and Jeff Buckley, baby.
Yeah.
The Buck.
All right, we're going to switch gears from what we announced.
None of you suckers.
Because we were talking during this break, and we realized that there's a segment that we really enjoy doing, and your enjoyment really plays very little into this.
Right, exactly, none of you suckers. We don't want to help none of you suckers.
There's a percentage, but it's a very small percentage. Bears a curious resemblance.
It's kind of like the vote of the common person in this country.
Yeah.
Right, doesn't matter a whit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's still got to get through the Electoral College anyway, you know. What segment we do.
And it keeps flunking.
Yeah, I was a real bitch when I went to the Electoral College.
Oh, the Constitution test?
I couldn't keep up with that.
I ended up in the humanities and look where I am now.
Yes. A little segment that we really like to do, although we haven't done it in far too long, and we got to make the virtual cash, so we're going to do it. A little segment where some companies come to us. They got some things they want to try out. They want to test it with that certain elusive demographic that's not quite the youth demographic because, well, you know, we're either unemployed or about to be unemployed or on the verge of unemployment, which covers the three of us. And
wait, which one am I?
On the verge of unemployment.
Oh, on the verge of?
Okay, yeah.
I am on the verge of
unemployment. I'm on the verge of employment.
No, you're not.
Sometime in my life I shall work. It's a very long verge.
It's a huge verge. It's a 3-mile long verge.
Companies who really wish to tap into the hip, cynical, unemployed demographic come to us and want to market their stuff, and we say,
seriously,
hell yeah, bring the noise.
You know, that's exactly what I am. Hip, cynical, and unemployed. And who better than that combination of person to you know, be hired as an advertising genius.
I'm a hippie.
Mm-hmm.
Roomy through the
you
hips.
Definitely are. You gotta lay off the cannolis, man.
Cylindrical.
What?
Cylindrical.
Yeah, cylindrical.
Yeah, you gotta lay off the cannolis. That's lay on a bed. Right. It's really gross to sleep.
Well, I know I really tear into the cannolis early. You know, I give them hell. Mm-hmm. I don't let up on them. I really pick on them too much.
Yeah,
wow. I really should ease up on the cannoli.
Within a joke.
It's like Dune. Faint within a faint. Layers. Within a faint. Within a faint. Within a faint. David Lynch.
Little segment called underwriting.
The sucker's becoming us saying, here, take my product, do something with it, make it fly, make it zip, make it pop, make me some money. And that's what we're in the business of doing. We say, okay, we can help you. We can, you know, we put the hell in Hellman's that made them sell so much damn mayonnaise. You think they did that by themselves? That was all us.
Wow, that was good.
That was.
You just go over that now?
Yeah.
That was good. Yeah. You put the hell in Hellman's?
And I can't even tell you how many times I almost swore. I'll tell you something about the kind of person I am naturally.
Oh, Freud is...
So Smuckers came to us, right?
Oh, yeah.
The good people at Smuckers.
Watch.
Mark, are you in this or what? Can we do this without you? What's going on?
So I got technical issues over here, Al. You just keep on running.
We have a reactor leak, a very bad reactor leak.
I like the technical issues I had at the beginning of the
dance,
show.
Can we dance on the precipice now? Can we talk about Smuckers?
Yeah, Smuckers.
You're so dead.
That's a great word right there, first of all.
I am totally disavowing you.
So Smuckers, and you know, when he called, I said, Smuckers, babe, great choice of names. Can I just say that? And they're like, thanks, but we got a problem. We can't push our jelly anymore. And you know, and I'm like, you're right, you know, the jelly sales have gone down steadily over the last decade or so. People just ain't buying the jelly anymore.
At any point in this country's history, has it been legal for one to push one's jelly?
We're working together past.
Okay.
So we said, we'll help you, Smuckers. We like jelly. We're strong supporters of jelly, jam, and all your other fine fruit products. Give us some time. We'll get back to you with an award-winning ad campaign or product alteration that will boost your sales to the roof. We did a little research. We found out that while jelly sales have been going down, death rates have been going up. And we think there's got to be a positive relationship between these two things. So we came up with this program. This way, it also opens up Smucker's employee base, gives more job opportunities because they hire people to exhume bodies from the grave and take off small bits of them, right? And then put them in the jelly as a special surprise. With a little forethought, special order, people can special order jelly over the internet with bits of their favorite dead person.
I keep like disappearing to go deal with technical issues and then coming back in this segment and having mortal fear struck into me. But go ahead.
So, you know, they have that service available on the net, customizing your own jelly with your favorite bit of your favorite dead person in it.
Good, you know? Deal.
So the price goes up a little bit, obviously, for service, you know, and handling and searching at the graves and grave robbing and stuff like that.
Right.
But you're getting this jar of jelly, which is still their high quality jelly, but it's also a commemorative, you know, it's like it could be a collector's item, you know?
Right. And I want to assuage everybody's fears right now. I know this sounds, I know some people have been hearing rumors about the snuff jelly that's going around. You know, they find a young girl. They kill her and put her in the jelly.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist.
No, it's
an urban myth. This is completely on the up-and-up operation.
Right.
Except for the grave robbing.
Right, except for the grave robbing. And you really don't want to believe anything Joel Schumacher tells you. He made that movie, 8 Gallons of Jam.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about, you know, Nicolas Cage finds supposedly snuff jam, young girl's toe.
Yeah, actually Mark's favorite movie.
Yes.
Audio footnote, just to explain, at a conversation at a party last night, I declared the movie upon which that joke is based to be one of my narrow list of my least favorite movies of all time, because I hate it. And if you like it, I hate you. And audio footnote.
Mark's going to get I hate it tattooed in his mouth.
Yes. Just curious sign.
On the inside of your lip, you can just be like...
Anyway, so back to the dead people and jam tangent.
So I'm thinking, God, the possibilities this campaign, this marketing ploy has for Smuckers, is going to be completely worth the $5 million stipend that they pay us to do it. You know,
I always wanted a stipend.
So. You have always wanted stipe to end, haven't you?
I'm really not a big fan.
Me neither.
You know, damn it, I was about to make a stipe joke and you had to go.
Were you? Yeah.
I was going to say, unfortunately, we got that $5 million stipe.
If you want, want big puns, big toe in your raspberry jelly, it can be done.
Yes.
Although right you're price. Not going to get a whole lot of raspberry jelly.
If you want Tupac's 2 feet in your strawberry jelly, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing good.
If you want Biggie Smalls, Biggie Balls in your jelly, there you go.
Just what balls they played with when he was a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of...
I mean, they can do more than just body parts.
Oh, good.
You know?
Good.
They can actually rob the estates of the dead people and put your favorite knick-knack or trinket from the dead person into your jelly. Just like Biggie's balls.
So we got a variety of radio spots that we put together for this. And here's the first one that I put together. Oh, darling, come in. Come into my house.
No, I'm okay.
Come into my Casbah.
All right, I'm in your Casbah.
You see the wine? You see the wine I've laid out? You see the sandwich?
You've laid the wine out very well. It's just kind of on the... It's nice.
Yes, I have. And I've made a sandwich.
I like the wine. It's very nice.
I think you should pay attention to the sandwich.
Okay.
The sandwich is notable.
It's notable?
I am such a lover that within that sandwich, there is peanut butter. And it is the finest peanut butter. The finest peanuts and the finest butter. But there is also...
It's like silk.
There is also jelly. But this is not normal jelly, my lover.
Oh, is it a...
You should be disrobing right about now.
Mint jelly?
This is not just merely mint jelly.
Can you undo buttons? Because I kind of have trouble with that.
Yes, I can help you while I deliver this creepy monologue. Yes.
Wow, you're talented. I can't get the buttons done.
Because I plan to give you nonstop love within that jelly is the remains of the famous lover of the silent screen, Rudolph Valentino.
You're telling me there's chunks of Rudolph Valentino in that sandwich?
Well, it's not really chunks. He died in about 20, so it's more of a thin paste. But it's lovely. Non-stop love for you in my Casbah.
Well, right, if you got the $50, it doesn't really matter now, does it?
So that's one. Was targeted at the family demographic. Because, you know, let's face it, families are to this country like paragraphs are to a good story. They are the building blocks.
Wow.
Audio footnote. Dirty. And audio footnote.
It's because it's like, yeah, I want to shoot it all over the family's faces.
Audio footnote. Dirty. And audio footnote.
So this one's a lot more wholesome. I'm going to play the tape if you want to hold it down because, you know, your mic is
on. I just get this vision of the whole family lined up.
Audio footnote. Dirty. And audio footnote.
It's like a 4-hour extravaganza. All right, I'm sorry.
Rudy! Rudy, Sarah, come to the table. It's time for breakfast.
Oh! Oh, Lassie's still on.
Oh, that's okay. We have the whole series taped anyway. Come on.
Oh, come on.
I got something special for you guys.
Stop pulling my hair.
I won't stop. I'm obsessed.
Now sit down. Rudy, after you take your Ritalin. Sarah, after
yes.
you take a bath. I have a special surprise for you.
Really?
Eggs. Bacon. And toast with jelly, but...
What's so exciting about jelly?
Exactly.
I don't get it.
Inside this jelly are fragments of Sam Kinison's vertebrae.
Wow.
Oh. Oh.
Wow.
Sam Kinison, the loud, obnoxious comedian from the late
80s. Oh, is he the one who said beep so much?
There you go, and... Rudy, he's your favorite, too, because he said, beep!
Oh.
Remember when he said, beep, that beep?
I don't know.
And I'm
going to
beep you in the beep!
That was funny.
Yes,
now
Daddy,
we can
it was.
Eat his spine.
Do I have to take a bath right now?
So, a little rough, too. It's got a definite dark side, but I think
that's
the kind of edgy advertising that... That people aren't, you know, digging into, even the families, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
when we whip that out at the families and, you know, just coat them with it.
I've just had to go more to, like, a 40-ish demographic, you know?
Sure,
like, you know,
sure. A lot of 40-years people.
Well, right. Mm-hmm. And people moving on in life.
More every day.
Going through that great change. I mean, and I mean great as in terms of size.
Same thing
like
the great vowel shift?
Yes. Mm. But nothing like a Great Dane.
No.
But, you know, like, you know, the people whose parents are moving on from this life, and that's a mm-hmm. that's a huge change in life. And I really think that those are that's where we want to be aiming the jam at. When getting the jam out to the mourners. Mm-hmm. So I've kind of worked on this one, so, I mean, you know, it's kind of rough, but... Oh. Sal. Sheila. I can't believe Mom's gone.
I thought she would live forever like a great oak tree, but no.
I thought at least her ghost would come back and, you know, haunt us pleasantly enough to make maybe like a make a story on a news show or something.
Oh God, I miss her. I miss her so much,
and I'm very hungry. All of this. Morning has made me so hungry.
Morning really is hard work. It often gets overlooked, the kind of effort that you exert putting into it.
I'd really like some toast. Remember how Mom used to make toast?
It was the best toast ever.
I remember.
I have a recipe right here. Put bread in toaster.
Oh, Mom. She had a way.
Set to 4.
Oh, to 4.
To
magic.
Four. Nobody
the magic
else could
of
do
the 4.
I should get the door.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, hello. My name is Ralph Schmelly, let it. I am the...
Oh, are you Ralph Schmelly, let it of the Latrobe Schmelly, let it?
No, I'm Pittsburgh.
Oh.
I am the executor of your late mother's estate. We Schmeliders have been...
Why do you keep covering your mouth every time you say your last name?
Shut up. But I was commanded in the will to deliver you this. What is it? Just take it. Thank you. Good night.
Oh, it's a jar of some sort. Say, I'll open it.
You open it.
All right. You open it.
Okay. It's open
for you.
You did. Oh! Oh, I know that beautiful blue eye anywhere.
And that's.
Oh, I like that one the best. I think that's the one we got to roll with.
That was a nice one.
The beautiful blue eye.
That guy who played the Shmali guy really kind of freaked out because the name is actually Shmail in the script, but he kept saying Shmali.
Yeah.
And I kept saying, "Why are you covering your mouth?"
Yeah.
And then the actress playing Sal.
Yeah. No Oscar for him.
No.
No. So yeah, Schmuckers, the Schmuck Dogs.
Schmuck Daddy.
Schmuck that thing up right.
Yeah. You're welcome, Schmuckers. Freaking jerks.
Whee! So, that was a good one. That worked well.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got in our book full of products that we underwrite for?
Well, Kraft came to me recently.
Kraft Dogs. K-Dogs. K-Daddy. In the house.
Yes, the K-Daddy, as you so put it. Kraft came to me recently and said, "Look, I don't know if you noticed, but at the Schnucks, at the Myers."
Can I just say, Kraft is taking an awfully harsh tone with you.
Well, they were a little peeved.
Oh.
Not with me, but in general, you know, at the Schnucks, at the Myers, at the county markets. Audio footnote: my grandma used to put apostrophe S on every grocery store, whether it was there or not. So Dominic's fine. Dominic's has an apostrophe S. Jewel. No, Grandma, I'm not going to go to the Jewels with you. How many Jewels are we going to? I want to go to one. And audio footnote. So they said, you know, all across the country, the prices of the mac and cheese has been dropping. Dropping like a rock.
Dropping like the new Puff Daddy joint.
Right.
Right.
Whatever the hell that means. I'm sorry, I'm not down with your lingo.
Carry on.
Does that mean his new long-playing record album?
No, it means he's having elbow trouble.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, okay.
His tennis game is all screwed up.
It's really a shame.
Which is weird because he's been sampling McEnroe's game lately.
Ooh, excellent.
Nice.
Whee! So anyway, they said we need something. We, you know, the spirals, they're old hat, man. We did the white cheddar. It's old hat. We did the thick and creamy. It's kind of creepy. We did the four cheese Alfredo. Nobody's buying Alfredo out of a powdered packet. They're not buying it. We did the superheroes. Those take 8 days to cook, and they're still kind of crunchy in the middle. What do we do? And I said, well, give me some time. Let me kick it around with the boys, and we'll see if we can come up with something, some kind of new varieties for you to some new varieties of macaroni and cheese that maybe will get the kids involved. So came back to now. Let me correct me if I'm right on this. Or if I'm wrong on this, I came back to kick it with my homies. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I came back to kick it with my homies and decide on some, you know, new varieties of the macaroni and cheese line that could really grab the kids by the short hairs, if you know what I'm talking about, by the short and curlies, and make them stand up and notice.
Yeah.
So I kicked it around with these guys, and...
Well, one idea that I had right off the top of my head, because Eric was on this, you know, this whole, this lingo tip. He was tossing out all this lingo and, you know, I was translating back and forth and, I knew what was going on, although it was foreign to me, was just, you know, very simply, to reach into, our core demographic with some functified macaroni and cheese. And, what they do is, you come up with, the noodles come with a powdered base in the package. That you just cook it, mix the base in, and you got some functified macaroni and cheese.
Awesome. See, what I was thinking, Kids these days, you know, they like to rebel, and it's a phase, and usually, you know, it happens to most of us in our own special way. We like to rebel. So I think Kraft needs to kind of, President Kraft needs to capitalize on that.
Mm-hmm.
By changing the name, first and foremost, to Kraft Macaroni and Subversive Cheese.
Ooh.
So once you get that going, you already got the kids' eyes. You know, it's already up the kids' alleys. But inside every box comes a free tongue-piercing kit.
Nice.
A powdered tongue-piercing kit. A starter dumbbell, you know?
Mm.
And so the kids got that going for them.
Eight gauge?
Exactly.
Nice.
After they eat their, you know, and you can have different series, release different series that have different piercing items and different kind of subversive, you know, mutilating techniques.
And that leads them down to, you know, all kinds of possibilities for variations, such as, you know, like Kraft macaroni and cheese, like Four Parents Just Don't Understand, and mm-hmm. Alfredo.
Yeah. Yep.
Nice.
I think that would be tasty.
Oh, and Kraft, damn, I'm not going to eat your oppressive macaroni and cheese.
That's
yeah.
I decided to go more of the intellectual route, because I think we're aiming at the coffee house kids. You know, we don't want the corn, Kid Rock, Insane Clown Posse kids, because if we can get them to not eat and starve and die, the world is a better place.
Well, and Kraft is a huge supporter of that happening too. So
right, exactly.
They generally just buy dirt.
Right. Well, I mean,
and then eat their dirt.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, their music is dirt,
mm-hmm.
and you know, their culture, their everything is dirt. So,
well, Kraft dirt has been selling pretty well.
Oh, that's been selling actually, like hotcakes.
Yeah,
like rich nutrient-filled soil. It's been selling, but I decided to go for something a little more upscale. What I came up with was the. Macaroni and the Works of James Joyce.
Ooh.
Which has a powdered copy of Ulysses in every thing. So you
Very
eat your macaroni, you add a little milk, a little bit of butter, and BAM! A little Ulysses on top of that. Next thing you know, you're...
2 hours later, you're confused as hell, but way more enlightened.
You're like wondering about modes of alienation and...
Well, that's cool. I mean, they can toss in like the unused superhero noodles in there, and suddenly like the superhero noodles are just amazing.
Right,
you know,
perfectly and then contextualized. A little,
once you can finish those off in one sitting, then you can move on to the Kraft macaroni and William Faulkner.
Sound of the Fury.
Yeah,
it's macaroni and cheese told by a profoundly retarded adult male with no sense of time.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the macaroni noodles are italicized, and some are bold,
right.
And some are in regular typeface. Although there's no correlation between time periods.
Yeah. And gradually, they can move forward with that to hit that kind of mainstream appeal with Kraft Macaroni and Oprah Winfrey's book club.
I like that one.
Yeah,
I'm actually really looking forward to Kraft Macaroni and the works of Michael Crichton.
Hmm, that might be nice.
Because you know. Or, you know, they're also doing a John Grisham thing. It's mm-hmm. a little Julia Roberts-shaped bunch of Pelican Brief.
Ah, the Grish.
Grish dogs.
The Grish that stole Christmas. The Grish that stole my heart, really.
Highly Grished.
Grishtoff.
I am Grishtoff. So, yeah, that was what I had. That's what we had for Kraft.
A Grish called Wanda.
All right, now you've gone too far.
Okay, we're running out of time, so I'm going to deliver my product really quickly.
Three men and a little Grish.
Quickly, hardcore, and effective. my new product for this week is Snot.
I Grish upon a star.
It's a brand new snot. Instead of the old snot, which you would blow onto a napkin and it's gross and it gets all over the place, it's actually gold. It's gold, and so you kind of blow your nose onto the napkin and then you trade it for goods. So there's my product. Yeah.
That's got potential.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to implement it. I've got a, you know, it's something to do with the immune system and colds. And
that's good.
Yeah.
Does it taste okay?
That I don't know about.
You should try that. Find out, because you know kids are going to want to put the, you know, anything they can get their hands on and put it in their mouth.
Yeah.
Pokemon balls.
Snot, ladies and gentlemen, snot. And that's where I leave you with this segment of underwriting, because it's getting really late and we still got public service announcement to do.
Is it really 11:20?
Yeah, well, that was a long, long trip to the bathroom.
That really was.
Yeah.
You're pooping like a madman. You're pooping. You are the Dale Earnhardt of pooping.
How does a madman poop?
runs around the room and throws it at the walls and stuff.
Is that what you did?
It's a big bathroom, man.
He's getting really upset that we're talking about his poops on the air.
Yeah. Well, it's a unique kind of high. Having your poop talked about on the air. 359-9338 to talk about poop on the phone is the number that you would dial. 359-9338.
They're going to call up and talk about poop on the phone.
I know they will. They're a bunch of animals. Weft is now broadcasting on the internet through web radio. To find out how to listen to us online, go to the Weft website at www.prairienet.org/weft. Listen in. Let us know what you think of the quality, if it's working. If you're listening via the web and it's not working, then you can't really let us know, because then you can't hear. We're area code 217-359-9338 in case you're long distance, and that, of course, you know,
and you want to send out a long distance request, because right. We'll do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stop being grumpy.
I'm not grumpy.
You sure you're not grumpy? I'm sorry we talked about your poops.
I'm not sorry. I'd do it again.
I'm just trying to make him feel better.
359-9338.
Look at the dopey, contented smile, though, that he has now.
We'll be right back.